Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. We need to give a special welcome to those that are viewing our worship online. That is the majority of our congregation here this morning. We do have a few people that are here, brave souls that are here at Peace. Today we're continuing our journey on the Being Challenge, in which we're taking a look at habits and rhythms of Jesus and wanting to mirror and match those rhythms for our own life. There was this commercial maybe 10 to 15 years ago in which two boys were on top of a house listening to cars that were going down the street. And by listening to the engines that were going down the street, they could pick out what kind of model and car it was driving right below them. And they just enjoyed a summer afternoon stating what car just drove by their house. The point of the commercial was to say cars have unique paces and speeds and sounds. As we take a look at Jesus, we see that, boy, did he have a unique way of being, a unique way of engaging with people, a unique way of living his life. And we want to match our lives after Jesus' pace and his rhythm. It is a little different morning this morning. Our worship is mainly online, of course, this morning. Our adult Bible study was online as well. I want to give an update to those that are tuning in with us this morning on why that is. An email went out yesterday to explain some of these details. The reality of it is this: two of our members tested positive for COVID-19 this last week. One of those individuals was on site Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in our building and engaged with a few of our members, including myself. I was one person that was somewhat exposed to the virus. That was the reason why we decided to have the service online. I can share those that are here with those that are here present. I have tested and I've tested negative. Also, all my family as well tested negative. So that's why it's safe to for you to be here this morning. But out of an abundance of care and concern for our members, we are online this morning. The expectation is that next week we are just right back with our regular rhythms and routines of worship as we normally have here at Peace. This is an opportunity, though, for us to lift up our hearts in solidarity and in prayer, as Christians always have with those who are sick and ill with this illness. We're going to do that today in our prayer time. Also just an opportunity for us not to point fingers or anything like that, but to really just uplift our hearts in prayer for those that are sick and ill. Just a couple announcements, too, before we begin. The first is just a really important one, and that is one of the big events here at Peace. We weren't able to do it last year. We are doing it this year. That is the Bazaar, the Ladies Guild Bazaar. It is scheduled for November 6th, and we need the congregation and community's help in putting together items for that bazaar. There's an insert for those that are here. You can take a look at what we need exactly. Pay attention to emails from Dan Dusek, our administrative assistant. He's going to share more details about what we need to really make that an impactful event for us. But again, that event is not about us. It's not about our church. It's really about blessing ministry partners throughout the community and region right around us. So do take note of that. This week as well is a blood drive on Friday, October 15th. We want to uplift that in our prayers today as well. I'm not sure if there are appointments available, but you can check that out at redcrossblood.org, I think is the website. I think that does it for our announcements. We're really thankful to have musicians to lead us in our worship here this morning. Karen Stanley is leading us on piano. Great to have Karen with us. And also Dan Johnson is singing. Just always great to have Dan lead us with his amazing voice. We're going to begin with a song to set our pace, and it does so in a specific way with these words: Jesus in the morning. God's blessings on your worship.